The following program is presented by Kevin Shorey Ministries, whose mission is to fulfill the Great Commission by spreading the word that Jesus is the answer for this world today. Live from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, it's time once again for another edition of AM Kevin, starring evangelist, composer, and gospel artist Kevin Shorey and the entire AM Kevin Club gang. And now, reaching coast to coast and around the world with the message that Jesus is the answer for this world today, is your host, Kevin Shorey.
Fear no.
Who shall I fear?
afraid.
No need to be afraid.
Come on one more time. The Lord.
The Lord is my light.
My salvation.
My salvation.
Tell me whom shall I fear?
Whom shall I
fear? He's the strength of my life.
He's the strength of my life.
Day and night. Night and day, night and day, day and night.
No need to be afraid.
He is the light.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Yeah, yeah.
Whom shall I fear?
Whom shall I
fear? He's the strength of my life.
Come on, don't you feel his presence? Yeah, no need to be. Isn't a great day to serve the Lord? I'm so glad that you're watching today. Larry's in the house, and Laura, of course, and Ruthie's in the house, Nancy Kay, and Isaiah. Isaiah, I hope you're feeling well. Is Isaiah there? I hope he's doing a lot better than he was a few days ago, and praise God. Whom shall we fear, right, Isaiah? For sure. Sandy Kay is in the house. Good to see you, Miss Sandy Kay. Robin out there in Arkansas. And, of course, Miss Sandy Kay right here in Tennessee. God bless you all. Let's go to the Lord in prayer for this day that he has made. Oh, we love him. We love him and we want to praise him, for he is the strength of our life. He is there both day and night, and there is no need to be afraid, right? God is there for you, and I pray healing upon you by the stripes laid upon his back, by the authority of the word of God that says, by his stripes you're healed. Healing is the children's bread. He sent his word and healed our disease, and the same power that raised you from the dead, Jesus, is there to quicken our mortal bodies. And by that authority, we speak healing, restoration for families, and every lost loved one shall come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. They shall be mine, says the Lord. And we proclaim that every career, business, ministry will move forward in 2024. Every transaction they partake in will be successful. Every goal will be met. Every aspiration and God-given dream will be accomplished. We speak blessing and favor, success and fruitfulness in every endeavor. God, we need a miracle in this nation. We need this nation to be one nation under God again. We need the peace to invade the Ukraine and Israel, God. And we thank you that you are able to do these things and more abundantly. For eye hasn't seen nor ear has heard the things that have entered in, even entered in our hearts, the things that you have prepared for us. Touch your people, God. Touch your people. Touch Charlene and Joyce. Touch Larry and Ruana and their friend Wally. There's Todd and Laura, God. Touch them, Darius and Judy. And thank you for touching Isaiah. I speak it out in the name of Jesus. Complete and divine healing for Isaiah, Nancy, and Sandy Kay, and her ministry and her family, God. Be with them right now. Robin and Rick and Fritzy, God, and all those out in that Arkansas way. I thank you that you're the God that heals. I thank you, God, that restores. You're the God that provides. You are the God that is our banner, our righteousness, and Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Bring peace in the midst of a storm, just as you are able to do. And always do. And I thank you and I praise you. And I thank you as its sundown hits tonight. I want to thank you for shedding your blood so that we see our sin. The blood is applied and you pass over. I love you, Lord, and I praise you. I thank you, thank you, thank you. And I praise you. Where there's confusion and division, where let there be no more confusion but peace. Let there be no more division but vision in the houses of God. I pray that revival spreads throughout the house, and not conflict and controversy or division, but vision and strength and peace and power and unity. If we can't do it in the house of God, how are we going to expect our nation to unify? God, help us right now, I pray, by the unction of the Holy Spirit. This shall be accomplished. This is the beginning of great things. In the name that's above every name, we pray.
Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Somebody say, there's Sandy K saying, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, amen. Praise the Lord. Let's agree. Where two or more agree, it shall be done of our Father in heaven. My Devo today is going to be called Passed Over and Passed Over. Passed Over and, I've got or, but it should be and. Passed Over and Passed Over. That's right. P-A-S-S-E-D, over. Passed over. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. We sing that. You sing that song. We are passed over, and our past, P-A-S-T, is over. Oh, come on. That's my Devo today. It's coming up. Of course, we have, it's family day, so, we're going to play game, give away prizes and all that good stuff, and I hope you had a good weekend. I had a kind of a relaxing, but a tough weekend at the same time. I was, I got a little bit of food poisoning somewhere because all Saturday night, so much that I was so weak through all night that I couldn't even go to church on Sunday morning. And I sent a text to my pastor and apologized because he's going to be on the show this week. And I just felt so bad, but I could not, as weak as I was, I couldn't even think straight or see straight. So I know Pastor and the Lord forgives me, but I feel bad. I missed church. I hope you didn't miss church. I hope you had a good Sunday and a good time. I went to last night so that I could see what was in the mail, and my surprise, thank you, Starks, for your donation, but also Laura for your monthly and the prize stuff. And this beautiful card, and if that was it, that would be just marvelous and wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? I like old hymns. I'll tell you what I say. God has made everything beautiful in its time. Of course, that's Ecclesiastes 3. Kevin, may the Lord bless you and keep you always. Drink up, soak in, and look up. Jesus is coming soon. Love in Jesus, Todd and Laura out there in Indiana. And she's saying, drink up, soak in, and This is one of the, well, you can't see, well, you can see that if I do this, yes. This is organic peach cobbler tea, Tazo tea. And she sent me another bag of tea, coffee, and these wonderful low-carb, gluten-free, like all the above, I think, fruit bars. Laura, you're spoiling me. I love it between Laura and Ginger. And then the bookmarks, which are perfect. I needed two extra bookmarks for my Devo today because I'm going to read three scriptures. Oh, I didn't put those scriptures up in the program. I knew I forgot something. Oh, and Larry taught me and everything. But anyway, so I'm putting this this card here with next to Ginger's and just to remind me of the blessing that I have in my wonderful family of friends. I really appreciate it. More than partners, family of friends. That is for sure. Okay, I don't want to mess that card up, but it's glowing instead of showing. You kind of see it. I don't know. We'll fix that another time. But I appreciate you guys so much. There is a virus going around. Had a whole family out of a church. Might be a virus. I don't know. I got better yesterday, last night. So it was like a 24-hour deal, but if it was, it's gone now. We are family. That's another great hymn the Lord just brought up. Another great hymn of the church. I want to thank Laura, but I want to thank you all. Laura has, I know, I don't want to embarrass anybody. Nancy, Nancy's sister, Sherry, Larry. I'm trying to think, who else, many, Cindy out in California, Cindy, I'm sorry, if I forget, your name, I didn't mention your name, I'm so very sorry, but, many of you got in the Tumblr to celebrate the, 41 years, anniversary, 41 years of ministry. You sent $41 and, you know, and some of you do monthly because of the Family of Friends Club and AM Kevin Club, but you sent an extra $41 and you got your Tumblr. And if you haven't, get the new Tumblr. We thank Ray and LaDonna. Ray had a birthday. I think we sang happy birthday to him, but This coming Sunday is Friends and Family Day at our church. That's awesome, Derek. How are you doing, my Jack? Ah, love you, miss you. I am so way overdue to get back down there to minister, for sure. Larry says, oh, Kevin, yeah. So the Tumblr, you know, comes with pick any two gifts. We have, you know, the Friends of Israel ball cap. We have the Kevin Shorey Show t-shirt, any of my CDs, and even the new CD, which is Can't Stop Now. Yes, no time for hesitation. Can't stop now. I got inside information. Can't stop now. Till I reach my destination. Can't stop now. I can't stop now. And a lot of other songs on that. You know, you get two, not one, but two bonus items for $41. Send you the tumbler, all the doodads that go with that. Plus pick any two gifts, like the ball cap, like the t-shirt, like any CD, DVD. Anything that we have, I will do. We will try to accommodate and send to you. Just pick anything. If you don't know what, go on the website. You'll see it scroll through. What is your website? KevinShorey.com. But it is going to show up right there. You can email me and tell me, kshoreyman@AOL, or write to us at P.O. Box. There it is. 222 Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. And today and tomorrow, we are, well, probably for this week, tomorrow would be the 8th anniversary of my mom's passing, her graduation to glory. And so in tribute to that, my CD, Growing Up Gospel, which I'm going to sing another song from that. The song she sang, she got to the came to the altar in a revival many, many years ago before I was born. As a teenager, gave her life to the Lord Jesus Christ, got up. She had already been playing the organ and accordion. She got up on the organ and played the song I'm going to sing at the very end. What song is that? You can wait for the end of the show, or you can get the CD. They are this week only, they're their normal price, $20, but I will also do a bonus, the newest Can't Stop Now or Have Faith, my very first solo album, Come Bless the Lord. This is my first solo on an album with the Lundstroms. And so that is, and you know, inside is all these pictures of my mom and my grandma and all of us growing up. There's one picture of mom from the album that she did. She did one album before she passed and should have done so many more. She is actually even singing, and I'm singing with her and my brother on this CD. And so you can do any of those things that will help our ministry, and I appreciate that. And that's in honor of my precious mama, who I miss so much. I can't believe it's already been 8 years. Tomorrow would be 8 years that we found her out trying to burn leaves and caught in the smoke outside. So be careful, y'all, like that kind of stuff. Didn't know it could happen, but it did happen. And she went to be with the Lord April the 23rd of 2016. It's another solemn day, even though it's, you know, it's Frog Month, so I've got to do the intro with the dancing frog. But it is a very, very important holiday. Clue was at the beginning of the show, but I know I'm a little gangster, aren't I? We celebrate every day. There's many so different holidays on April the 22nd, but today, or starting at sundown, happens to be a very important one for all of us.
Every day is a holiday, celebrating some person, place, or thing. And here at AM Kevin, we'd love to acknowledge each and every one. Here's Kevin with today's special day.
And it is very, very, very special day. A special day to the people of Israel. At sundown tonight, when the sun goes down tonight, it will be the beginning of Passover. Named so because of the blood that was applied on the doorposts of the children of Israel, those that applied the blood of the lamb, the death angel would pass over and not kill the firstborn, as was the final testing for the Egyptians to let God's people go and be set free. Well, we are free today because a very important sacrificial lamb our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who came to this earth and died for us. And so we also, I know Good Friday has passed, but we also shall not forget the real Passover lamb, Jesus, ended it once and for all. That when we apply the blood, our sins are passed over and our past is over. And so that'll be the Devo in a little bit. But it is game day, so we're going to give away prizes because we do that because we're family. But we also need to take our medicine. And yes, I found some Moses jokes to go with today, as we should, because we don't take, of course, Passover, Good Friday, Easter, any of those things lightly at all. But we definitely know that a good sense of humor helps us, helps us to carry on, right? For sure. God gave us that, for sure. So,
here's Kevin with today's jokes.
La 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 la. There's the banana splits. I love the banana splits, right? Moses comes down to the mountain. He says, I just got talking to God. And they cried, no way. And he said, Yahweh. See, you can find some humor in everything, right? You know the army base that's off limits on Passover? Yes, everyone should know a little bit. The army base that's off limits on Passover? Fort Leavenworth. I can't wait to see. Let me see, because I got to see anyway. We're about to play a game. Let's see. Quote of gospel. I'll be on your new one soon. Thank you, Miss Laura. Sing it. I have a red ribbon over my front and back door of the blood field. Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome, huh? Right? Laura laughed. Yay, I got Laura to laugh. The rest of you, I don't know. You know, Ginger and Charlene, which are not, I don't see them in right now. They're my best laughers and emoji people, right? No, Phyllis does. Phyllis, were you there today? I didn't see Phyllis either. You know, sometimes Monday it's hit and miss, but anyway, Pastor Brady says, watch my mail. All right, I do. I watch it every day. Well, anyway, I just like that. The crowd cries, no way. And he cries, Yahweh, you know, which is Hebrew for the one true Lord God. Kevin, if you belabored or try to explain jokes, it just takes up more time and it takes away from a very important Monday tradition around here. That's right. Game day!
It's game time. This is your chance to win one of our fabulous prizes for just being the first one with the correct answer. Now, here's the Quizmaster himself, Kevin Shorey.
Yay! Thank you. Yes, we definitely are ready to play. All right, I'm going to go 50s. 50s trivia. I love these decade things. We got some 50s children out there and some 90s, all right? Why don't we start with the 90s and then go back to the 50s? How about that? Let's go with the 90s. Let me tell you, I've got lots of music from our guests. Roger Randall's Bible Scriptures, that's important, but Heart to Heart, Mark and Becky Dean. That must have been a Mark and Becky Dean, not a Roger Randall. Yeah, there, I got two. I'll give you two Mark and Becky Dean. Jim Sheldon, Positive Cowboy. David Smith, come on, I love it. David and Carrie, they're beautiful. This is a great CD. Pearly Gates, another great CD. And my new favorite, I listened to it all the way down to Florida and back. I even texted him and told him, Candy and Jeremy, right? The Loopers / Bears, I think they're the Bears. It's Jeremy Bear, it was Candy Looper. And you know, but they're Candy and Jeremy and their two sons, remember the Bluegrass? Come on, it's called Worth the Journey. I'm telling you, I've got some of those. If you want to know more about wellness for women with silver and why silver is important for women, A Morsels of Sage, a devotional book written by a great African-American sister in the Lord, Ron Page, who was watching Friday. I like that. He was been watching on the weekend. I die, but live to tell my story. There's great testimony. Great testimony in the true story of Marcus Luttrell and the lone survivor about that fateful day when he and his platoon were wiped out and he was the only survivor and how God helped him This is actually signed by him. Yes, that's right. He signed it. And now it says to Kevin and Cindy, don't, you know, never quit, but, you know, that's his signature, Lone Survivor. What, everything you want to know about church, but was afraid to ask. No, it's what people ask about church. This is Dr. Dale Robbins, great, great theologian and great scholar. Just questions you want answered, you know, about demon possession for Christians or not. Why would you go? Why do we even go to church? Why are there so many hypocrites in church? Well, I want to read that. I would like to find out. He's got 3 pages for that one. let's see. I did the well. Here's a fictional story about factual things, miracles, by our friend Kimberly J. Barnes, which we need to get her back on the program. Ruthie, let's get a hold of Kimberly J. Barnes. It's been a while. I bet she's working on a new book. I know she is. She was last time she was here. All right, so there's some of the gifts that we will give you. There's a Bible that I don't use. And this was given to me. It's even signed in here by Jim and Lori Baker. It's Jim Baker's signature. Because I know his signature. And oh, it just says Jim Baker. Lori's not there. But this was given to us. It's a parallel study Bible. It has the commentary in one column, the Message Bible, the New Century Version, which is Jim's favorite, and the New King James. And I've just, you can have bifocals or whatever. There is the 4 pages. And I'm willing to give this up because it just sits on our shelf. And it's like brand new. Because of the size of the lettering, I never really, I've referenced to it and looked at it. And it's really heavy, so that's going to take extra postage. But if you want the official parallel study Bible of Jim Baker, I've got one. And I don't know. I don't know. I need to look on Facebook and see who's watching, but are you ready? Finger red number one, red finger one, finger red number one. I don't know what did I do? I'm going to win today, Larry. Okay, says Laura. All right. I need that Bible, says Laura. Okay. I mean, it doesn't have the box anymore, but it's a great study Bible. It really is. It's just my bifocals need bifocals for that one. All right. So anyway, this is 90s. All right. Back in 1993. This is 1993. All right. It was hoops history. Michael Jordan was the star. It was their third triumph. What was it called? Chicago, when Chicago celebrated its first one of these in 1993. What was it called? Anybody's gonna get at least the Bible, not for this time. Nobody got the I think I gave everybody enough time. This was in Chicago. This was Michael Jordan was the star. Where's the 90s? Here we go. Hoops history. It was a third triumph. There was your clue. 93, Chicago celebrated its first three-peat. I was looking for the word three-peat. All right, let's go to the 50s. We got any 50s children in there that remember this in the 50s? All right, here we go. Hello, Denise. God bless you. Here we go. One more for the one more Jeopardy question. Well, trivia question we call it. Back in the 50s, we're going to rock around the clock. No, it has nothing to do with that. I don't want to distract you. All right, back in the 50s, when a guy gave a girl his ring. All right, we used to do that back in the 70s. But in the 50s, when a guy gave a girl his ring, it got dirty quickly. It was changed to match outfits. Okay, so what the answer I want is the thing that got dirty quickly, it would change to match outfits, and it made the ring smaller. But when a guy gave a girl his ring, she did this with this, all right, in the 50s. When a guy gave a girl his ring, she did this with this. Give me any part of it. I don't care. Because it would the ring could get dirty quick, or no, the thing I'm talking about gets dirty quickly. It was changed to match outfits, and for some reason it made the ring smaller. I don't understand that part. But when a guy gave a girl his ring, she did this with it. She did this. That's what I'm looking for. She did this with the ring. When the y'all are not 50s children, I can see. That's all I'm saying. We're going to have to get to the Bible questions for anybody to win anything today, I guess. I thought these were pretty easy. I don't know about the 50s, but I thought if you were in the 50s, you would know. We got a lot of great answers, and I appreciate your answers, and I appreciate you doing your best and trying. I really love it. That's how we learn from each other. And it was proof they were going steady. It was a mood ring or mohair. No, an extender. They put wax or tape around it. They wore a chain around their neck. They probably did all that. String was used to make it fit, says Larry. Laura's a 62 baby. I'm a 63 baby. So, yeah, should have melted wax, made necklace out of it. No. And a lot of y'all are guessing more than once, so you're not supposed to do that. Just so you know, rules are never guess more than once, never win more than once. Always, if you do win, help me with postage for your gift. And no Googling or checking it out. But I guess back in the 50s, when a guy gave a girl his ring, she wrapped it in Angora. I don't know, but I figure, you know, Miss Jules, no, yarn wrapped around my in match outfit. It wrapped it in Angora. I don't even know really what Angora is. Larry, help me with that one. Maybe you can help me figure it out. While we go to the Old Testament or the New Testament, I don't know. We'll go to one. Let's go to the Old Testament. Okay, Miss Sandy. That's what you meant. Wrap it in Angora. Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say, actually? Was it anywhere close, Miss Robin? Mohair. Oh, well, I'm looking for Angora. All right, let's go with New Testament first. All right. Jesus said, this is very important, because Jesus said in many places in Matthew, there's two references here, Matthew, that if you will not forgive and live in unforgiveness, this is your destiny. This is your destiny if you live in... It is string or yarn, Angora is. Did somebody say string or yarn? I don't know. I was looking for the word Angora, so I guess it doesn't matter. All right, here we go. Jesus says if you live in unforgiveness, this is what you will inherit. This is your destiny. I don't know. I know Pastor Bray's talking about a race car. I don't know what that means. But let's see. Laura said, God will not forgive you. You'll go to hell. Those are both the answers I was looking for. You will not be forgiven. You will go to hell, one or the other or both. And Laura covered them both. And then she guessed again, damnation. But if she was wrong the first time, I wouldn't be able to give her the prize for the second time. But Robin, you are correct. Sandy K, you are correct. Haven't you ever heard of an Angora sweater? Yes, I have. So why would it be made of string and yarn? That's the only thing Angora I've ever heard of, Larry. So when you said string or yarn, it kind of threw me off. But is an Angora sweater made of string and yarn? I'm still confused. But Laura, you won a prize in, let me guess, you want the Parallel Study Bible? Is that what it is? I don't know. Let me know what you want. Any of the music or the books, or this is waiting for you. All right. If you want it, Laura. I got one more Bible question, though. We can still win some stuff. Here we go. That was New Testament. Old Testament. Name the Father and the Son who both told lies to Abimelech the king years apart. But the Father and the Son both told lies to King Abimelech. What are their names? Has a guess. Father and son, their names, the ones that both lied to King Abimelech years apart. Nobody had that. Hi, Miss LaDonna. Gotta run. I'm sorry you gotta run, but I'm glad that you are watching a little bit. Anyway, our family day, and we're about to do Family Feud, so for sure it's family day. Nobody had it. I was stalling just to see if anybody came up with them. The king Abimelech was lied to both by Abraham and Isaac. They both lied to King Abimelech, but years apart, in Genesis 20 and Genesis 26. So far, only one gift, and it's a big one, the Bible. So a little extra postage if you can, Miss Laura, next time, for sure. But let's go. Everybody can play except for Laura, but let's see what the name the top. There are five answers, but give me the number one answer. Ba-da-ba. Number one answer, Robin, in case of a bald person, it would be no mohair, no mo. Oh my goodness. That sounds like Roger. I miss Roger. Thank you, Miss Laura. You know, whatever you want to do, because I noticed you sending me the tea and all. I mean, that just a postage for that was almost $15. So I appreciate you. But I think it was $11, $12. So God bless you. Name something, except for Laura. But everybody, you get one guess. One guess. Name something people. Name the number, top five answers on the board. This is overwhelmingly the number one answer. Name something people should not leave in parked cars. Should not leave it in parked cars. I love this tea. Laura, you're the best. Thank you. very good answers. Really very good answers. Steve is in with kids. Robin with the child. Yes, do not leave those in your car. Pets, Larry says. Sherry, your purse. It's Sandy K. Dogs, your pets, right? All very good. But number five of the top of my answers was your cell phones. Don't leave in parked cars your cell phones. People rip them off. Animals was number four. I would think that would be up higher for sure. Animals were number four. Number three, your keys. Do not leave your keys in a parked car for sure. Number two, this was not number one, but number two was kids. Don't leave your kids. Children in the deal. So pets down to number four, kids number two. The number one, you can see where people's treasure is. Number one answer is your money, wallet, or purse in the car. And looks like Sherry is our winner. Ding, 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 ding. Sherry. Yay, Sherry. Sherry is our winner for that with money, wallet, or purse in the car. Do not leave those in the car. And I didn't do this earlier, so I'll do it now. That's in lieu of applause or whatever. Sherry, let me know what you want. We have all kinds of music. You've got our bluegrass family that was here. It's a great CD. Even the kids sing on this one. We're working on a building. You remember that when they did that? That's on their CD. What else did I? Anyway, every song. I told them because it's so true, at least to me. There's not one like, oh, okay, song. Every song, and there's 10 songs on there, every song to me is a hit. That's the Looper Bears. That's Candy and Jeremy. All right. So there's that. And Sherry, you got it. I forgot. Pearly Gates, they were great. Wasn't it great to have Daniel and Teresa Johnson on? You want the bluegrass one? Then I'll stop. There. Oh, the bookmark. There you go. You're going to get the Candy and Jeremy CD, Miss Sherry. God bless you so much. And that is so much fun. I love it. But what a wonderful day it is to serve the Lord. And what a wonderful day it is because of what God has done for us. The title of my Devo, Passed Over and Passed Over. That's right.
It's time now for your daily devotion with Kevin Shorey. Now, here's Kevin.
And what a wonderful day. You know, when it comes down to this, and we haven't emphasized, I think, in all the years, I don't think that I've emphasized as much as I am today, but I really think it's so important. 1 Corinthians, let's start with there. 1 Corinthians 4, 5. By the way, doing a Bible study tonight, part 15, my 15th section on grow up, don't make God throw up, on spiritual maturity. And I stumbled into something 2 weeks ago. I didn't do one last Monday. 2 weeks ago, about how God entrusts us into leadership. And one step farther, spiritual authority and dominion over this earth to recapture it. And Jesus paid the price. And we're going to focus in a lot more on that in the next two Mondays. You do not want to miss tonight at 6:30 Central Time. But 1 Corinthians 4, 5. 4:4, Paul says to the church at Corinth, I know nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. It's the Lord who judges me. Verse 5, therefore do not judge anybody before their time. Wait until the Lord comes. And I love this part, the second half of verse 5, 1 Corinthians 4, 5. He will bring to light the things hidden in darkness, and he will make clear the motives of the hearts. And then the praise for each one will come from God. He will, at the moment of judgment day, he will expose the good, the bad, and the ugly and everything, and we will praise him for our redemption. And when he looks at us, I pray, he says to me in particular, and you as well, well done, my good and faithful servant. Can you imagine Judgment Day with God, and some see him as the big, judge, that, and he is a judge, but pointing his finger, and can you imagine him pointing his finger at you and shouting, shame, shame, and this is what you did, and this is what you did against me. Now realize that you're now watching a sinner being told that, or the world being told that, those that are worldly. But imagine him doing the opposite to you. There will be no condemnation, no severe judgment for you. John 5:24, I'm using some of the Laura bookmarkers. He tells us, amen and amen, I tell you, whoever hears my word and trusts the one who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. That's us. All because he doesn't see the sin anymore. He sees the blood, and he passes over. Just like a Passover lamb of the Old Testament, when I see the blood, I will pass over. And when you stand before God and he sees nothing but the blood. I used to sing a song. I got to find that track again. Larry, you got to help me with Blood-Stained Pages. That's the book of good and bad deeds. There's a book of life and there's a book of good and bad deeds, but all he sees is blood-stained pages when it comes to your name. I thought, if you get to heaven and there's this big picture, movie picture screen of everything you did in your life, but because of the blood, everything that was negative, everything that was against God, when you've repented and given your life to Jesus, when it comes to that part of the movie, if there is one, it's a blank screen because it's covered by the blood. He passes it over and your past is gone. It's over. It's done with. He throws it in the sea of forgetfulness. He throws it as far apart as the east is from the west. Every trespass, every iniquity, and every sin. Not only will we escape being condemned, but we'll actually even be rewarded. More than that, rewarded. Hebrews 6:10, the Laura bookmark again. I love this one. It says, the Lord will guide you always. That's a really pretty one, Laura. Thank you. For God is not unjust so as to forget your works and the love that you showed for his name in all the things you did to serve him and continue to serve him in the body of Christ. He won't forget. Matter of fact, you're not just not condemned. You're not just not judged. You're rewarded. Picture now why this is possible, and praise him right now because of his nail-pierced hands and feet, the spear, the big hole in his side, his bloody, sweaty brow from the crown of thorns, and the ripped flesh, so he's even unrecognizable because of the beating he took and the whipping that he took for this very moment of Judgment Day. That torture, pain, and shed blood paid for the way for eternal rewards and life with him forever. Thank God for his everlasting love. Thank God for the Passover lamb, not just for Moses' Israel and for them to leave slavery, but for you and me today to no longer be slaves to sin, but to serve him forever. And if you don't know him, this is the moment to find him. This is the moment to come to him. On this, tonight is the beginning of Passover, as all of Israel is celebrating so many different things from Moses and from their freedom from slavery and bondage in Egypt. They don't have the whole picture like you and me, like you can have right now if you just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Apply the blood that you shed on Calvary as the Passover lamb for me. Apply it to my situation right now and set me free from sin and make me whole. Come into my heart and life. I believe you're the Son of God and died for me and rose again. Now fill me with your spirit and I surrender my life to you. And if you do that, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And instead of in those books of evil deeds or good and evil, it's called the book of good and bad, the Lamb's book of life where your name is written down, instead of it not being written down, instead of you being sent to eternal damnation, you'll look there. And even now, if you've accepted Christ, you'll find There's a new name. That's the song my mom sang when she got saved. A new name written down in glory. Come on, somebody. I was once a sinner, but I came pardon to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that he always kept his word. Yeah, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine.
And it's mine.
Oh, yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
And the white robed angels sing a story. A sinner has come home, for there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine.
And
you
it's
can
mine.
Say, yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. I was humbly kneeling at the cross, fearing not but God's angry frown. When the heavens opened and I saw, yeah, that my name was written down. Oh, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine.
And it's mine.
Oh, yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
And the white robed angels sing the story. A sinner has come home. Oh, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine.
And it's mine.
Oh, yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam.
Come on, Stateside-ers, take it up.
In the book it's written, saved by grace, oh, the joy that came to my soul. Now I am forgiven, and I know by his blood I'm made whole. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine.
And it's mine.
Oh, yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
And the white robed angel sings a story. A sinner has come home, for there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine.
And it's
you can
mine.
Say, yes, it's mine.
Yes, it's mine.
With my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to
come on, Saints, just one more time. A new name written down in glory, yeah, and it's mine.
Sing a story, let's sing it. A sinner has come home. Oh, there's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine.
And it's mine.
I know it's mine.
I know it's mine.
I know my sins are forgiven. I'm bound for heaven, never more to roam. With all my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven.
Sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven, never more to roam. I'm out of breath. I got excited. I was dancing and shouting. Are you there with me? Laura is. Yeah, rejoicing. Sing that when I come to the, okay, I will, Sandy Gay, for sure. I'll be out in July at the old Cowboy Church. Can't wait to be there. Come on, sing it. Love this song. Thank you for goodness. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. I'm just reading all the comments before I go on. Pastor Beatty says, amen, amen, amen. Yes, glory. And that is found on the newest
These are new, improved. The Can't Stop Now, the Have Faith, because they were on albums and cassettes. But this was the last full CD. It has 12 songs on it, Growing Up Gospel. And that song number one is that one I just sang. That's Mel Tillis' Statesiders, most of them playing on the, and one of the Statesiders produced it, Jim Garstang. I love that brother so much. And there's a new name written down, Glory's Here, the very first song. And that's a song, first song my mom sang after she gave her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why every song on here has some meaning to it. And right now, if you get one, pick another CD or get two of the same. I don't care, but do that. This is the anniversary, 8th anniversary of my mom's graduation to heaven, to glory. And so I thought I'd do something special for that today. And tomorrow is the actual day, so we'll do it again tomorrow. But anyway, we got a great, great program for you tomorrow. He's called Mr. Nashville. He is, I think he's self-acclaimed, about maybe others. I don't know. We'll ask him how he got the name Mr. Nashville. But he interviews and gets to talk to all kinds of folks from all spectrums of life, including, there's so many people now, and I can't even think of, but talks to Dolly Parton all the time and different ones. And he traveled. When I met him, he was traveling. He was the road manager for Dottie Rambo, and he's going to be in the house tomorrow. That's Larry Ferguson. So you don't want to miss tomorrow. Going to be a great program. Very, very important. Powerful program. I guarantee it. I don't know. Do I have any Dottie songs? I need Rick Allen King here to sing the Dottie Rambo songs. I'll see if I can get Rick to swing by and sing that one that's my favorite, right? Y'all know it. I can't think of it. I don't know. Anyway, Larry Ferguson will be here tomorrow. So I hope you all will be blessed, and I hope you'll push the share button if you're on Facebook, and if you're watching by way of YouTube, get folks to sign up for the YouTube channel. I really appreciate when you do that, for sure. And I'll be back tonight at 6:30 during Passover. It's perfect. The sun will start to come down around 6:30, 7:30 here. So actually probably still be partly up. So it still won't be Passover, I guess, until after the program. But I'll be Soapbox Sermon and Partner Prayer, which is live prayer. And I want to do that, not just on this daily program, but a specific. I have my whole page of every one of our partners on this, and we will go to prayer and prayer and thanksgiving for everything that God has done and is going to do in the name of Jesus. Well, I love you, and I hope you enjoyed today. And I'm glad Laura and Sherry got to win prizes today. So they're going out to Indiana and Idaho, all the I states. The states begin with I. There you have it. Love you. God loves you. And remember, spread the word. Let everybody know Jesus is the answer for this world today. Take us out, Larry. See y'all tomorrow with another Larry, Larry Ferguson. Jesus, though, is the answer. Jesus is the Passover lamb for this world today.
This brings to a close another edition of AM Kevin. We're glad you could join us. If you'd like to contact us, you can write us at Kevin Shorey Ministries, P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. Our email address is kshoreymin@aol.com, and you can visit our website, kevinshorey.com. Be sure and follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. When you do, be sure and hit the like button and the notification bell so you'll know when we go live. Join us again next time when we present another edition of AM Kevin. And remember, Jesus is the answer for this world today. Be sure and tune in this evening at 6:30 p.m. Central Time for Soapbox Sermons and Partner Prayer with your host, Kevin Shorey. You don't want to miss it. AM Kevin is part of the outreach ministry of Kevin Shorey Ministries, Inc., all rights reserved.